Today's Shira Mishnah Berurah Yoni is Siman Chaf Gimel. Today we're going to be doing Siman Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, finishing up Hilchos Tzitzis. The Siman Chaf Gimel is the Dinei Tzitzis Beis HaKvaros, the laws of Tzitzis in a cemetery. The Gemara tells us that the deceased are aware of going on in this world. Since they can no longer perform mitzvahs, one must not flaunt mitzvah performance in their presence, because this appears as if we are mocking them. Therefore, for example, one cannot wear unconcealed tefillin in a cemetery, nor may one wear tzitzis that trail over the graves, as we'll see. The issue of flaunting mitzvahs before the deceased is referred to in the Torah as loyeg larush, mocking the destitute. In this perek, Shulchan Aruch discusses the issue of loyeg larush. Now, Aleph, mutli kanes beis akvaros v'hu lavush tzitzis v'hu shelo yie nigrar al akvaros, aval imhu nigrar al akvaros aso v'shun loyeg larush. One can enter a cemetery while wearing tzitzis, provided, he says, that the tzitzis do not trail over the graves. However, if they trail over the graves, it is usur, due to the isser of loeg larush, mocking the destitute. Bamed var mamurim, when did this apply? Bimeyem, in former times, shahayu matilim tzitzis b'malbush, shaloyim shin b'tarach atzmam. In former times, when they used to place tzitzis on garments that they wore for their own needs, that's when this applied. But for us, whose intent in wearing them is only for the sake of the mitzvah, however, for us, again, whose intent in wearing them is only for the sake of the mitzvah, it's usur, even if they do not trail over the graves. But this only, this isur applies only if the tzitzis are uncovered. But if they are covered, mutter, it is permitted. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Aleph Loeg Larush. Because he appears to be denigrating the mace, the deceased, by drawing attention to the fact that they are unable to fulfill the mitzvahs. Sifkat and Beis, Mitzorach Atzmam, Shea Ozmina Bigdeya Masuyim Bidei Arba Kantvos. So the Shulchan Aruch, when it said that it was, that in those days, when they wore the tzitzis, because that was the nature of their garments, that their garments were four-cornered, and they had to go ahead and put tzitzis on because they were wearing the garments for their own needs. So he says, Mr. Berurah, because in those times it was common for their garments to be made with four corners. Since their normal clothing required tzitzis, they could not be expected to remove their tzitzis garments or to conceal them. So therefore, originally, the isser was only one of dragging tzitzis on the kvarim. That was usser. However, nowadays, since tzitzis are only worn as added garments, we must either remove or conceal them before entering a cemetery, just as in the case of tefillin, which we'll see coming up in Hilchos Tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah we'll see coming up right now will address the halacha of wearing a talis gadol over one's clothes with the tzitzis alone concealed. But again, the Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays, we're going to continue on in Sif Gimel, and nowadays for us, where we only wear tzitzis for the sake of the mitzvah, so it's us, or even if they don't trail over the graves, but it is mutter if they are covered. If the tzitzis are covered, then it is mutter. So that's Sifkat and Gimel. Kein chusim, it's mutter, kigon shemachtis, tzitzis el talis gadol, tachas, kanfei ksuso. For example, if one conceals the tzitzis of the talis gadol under the folds of his clothing, umehay tama gam betalis katan, shalom shum tachas, umeida of einbo mishum loeg larush. For this reason, also in the case of a talis katan, which one wears under his clothing, again, assuming the tzitzis are tucked in, there's no issue of loeg larush, since it is covered, kevan shu machusa, in lo sholech belil vusha elyon, unless one goes without an outer garment, in which case, gam bahem aser ad sheyit v'chein dak nafos. So, in this case, the talis katan is also aser, unless one tucks the tzitzis into the folds of his clothing. Ubi pri megadim, mash mediyesh lahachmir v'talis gadol af machusa, kevan shu miyucha v'tfilah. So now the Prima Gadim here, he implies that one should be machmir regarding a talis gadol, even if its tzitzis are tucked in and covered, because the talis gadol is a beged that's designated for tefillah, meaning that the garment itself is considered a mitzvah item since it's designated for tefillah, and wearing it therefore will in itself constitute loeg larush, not because of the tzitzis, but because the talis is a beged that's worn for tefillah. So therefore, the talis beged is a problem, and therefore, if one covers the talis gadol totally, then there's no loeg larush. even according to this opinion. Now, he says that this is not the implication of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, it's not mashma that if you tuck the tzitzis in, that the talis gadol is a problem in and of itself. It's just the beged itself with the tzitzis tucked in, even by talis gadol. And Derech HaChaim also doesn't differentiate between talis gadol and talis gadol. And writes that if the tzitzis are covered, it's permissible. So we seem to have a machlokes as to whether or not a talis gadol that is tucked in is in and of itself a problem, because it's a beged that's miyuchal the tefillah. And tzitzis, a talis katan, the main issue is, of course, just the tzitzis itself. If the tzitzis itself is tucked in, it is okay. Sif beis. Yesh no'agin l'shor shnei tzitzios shebishnei knafayim zeim zeh kishnichasin l'beis ha'kvaros v'lo yil klum k'tachan osam. He says, the minug is, they used to have a minug to tie the two tassels attached to the two corners of the garments, tying them to each other when entering a cemetery. This would be their way of not being mekayim the mitzvah, because they're tying the two tzitzis on both sides to each other. However, he says he did not really achieve anything at all with this attempted solution, he says. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Nothing helps. This doesn't help with the issur of lo yirush. Why? Tzivkot and Dalet. The Takana Sam. The Afal Pisha Kaishim Zal Zeh. Lo yizvakel mitzvah tzitzis al yidei zeh. Because even though they tie the tassels together, one's fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis has not been negated by this. D'alav kesha shel kayamahu. Because it's not a lasting knot, as he intends to untie the knot as soon as he leaves the cemetery. And he says, even furthermore, according to their understanding that the tzitzis have become puzzle by being tied together, so then if so, they are wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. If it's not considered tied, so then you're wearing the tzitzis and you're overloading the rush. And if it's considered tied up and you don't have the mitzvah of tzitzis when you tie the tassels together, so then it's even worse, because then you're not, then you're wearing a four-cornered, I shouldn't say it's even worse, but you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis b'chlal, because the tzitzis are tied. And you're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Sif gimel, anichnas toch arba amos shel meis o shel kever, vino kenichnas lebeis hakvarois. One who enters within four amos of a dead person, of a mace, or four amos of a grave, is subject to the same halachos as one who enters a cemetery. So here, Shulchan Aruch is extending the Isser to one standing within four amos of a grave, even outside a cemetery. He says, this is true even in the case of a katan's kever. Meaning, since he's a katan, who's not Mechuya Midairaisa, one might think that Lord LaRosh doesn't apply to him, because he had no Dairaisa obligation to wear tzitzis during his lifetime. However, the truth is, there is concern for Lord LaRosh, as Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain, the Shema Nishmas Adam Gadol Hu, Aval Bekever Isha B'Chayeh Adam King to Releka Mishum Loeg LaRosh. He says, the reason is because it's possible that he is a Neshama, soul of an adult man. Perhaps, interesting here, he's bringing up the issue of Gilgul, that maybe the Katan was a Gilgul, a person whose Neshama formerly lived another life, another body, so the soul was once that of an adult man who was obligated in mitzvahs, then Loeg LaRosh pertains. This is the original source of the Pesach is the Ma'arit Sahaloin. Now, in addition to the above, there are other reasons why it might apply to the kever of a katan. Okay, one is that he points out there in the Sefer that one must not appear to mock the child for the fact that he did not have the opportunity to grow up and fulfill the mitzvahs. And also, even if the rationale for the issa does not apply to a katan, Chazal did not differentiate, lo plug. And also, an onlooker might not realize that the grave is that of a child, if he might mistakenly conclude that it is permitted to wear tzitzis even in the presence of an adult grave. Now, the truth is that the interesting thing is that when it comes to a child, okay, so if he reaches the age of chinuch, you could clear that maybe, depending on how you understand the mitzvah of chinuch, maybe the katan himself has a mitzvah derabanan on him, but definitely, obviously, a kid who's under the age of chinuch, this would not apply. So that's why these other reasons are definitely necessary. So it would be a no-boy of a rush, even if you're just by a kever outside of Beis HaKvaros of a katan. Sifkatan vav, dino, k'nifas Beis HaKvaros, ayin the comments in the Mehev Mishnah Berurah, he says, check out coming up, the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Mem Hey, he says, check out the Mishnah Berurah. With the Mishnah Berurah there discusses whether the Isser of Loig L'Rush applies to one standing in a cemetery more than four amos from any grave. He brings out a Machlekes Achronim concerning this question. He concludes that one should be Machmir in an area surrounded by graves, but can be Makel at the edges of the cemetery where the land is merely designated for graves. We'll get to that more when we get to Siman Mem Hey. He adds, however, there that it is proper to be Machmir anywhere within the walls of a cemetery, lest one forget come within four amos of a grave itself. And there's a huge beralacha there, Dibra Maskal Aser. We'll get there. The discussion there refers to one wearing tefillin, but the same he's saying here applies to tzitzis as well. Sif Dalin. The makom shenogim lahasir tzitzis mitalas hameis babayis. In a place where the minhag is to remove tzitzis from the talus of a mace while in the house, then if the bearers are wearing tzitzis, there's a concern that this constitutes loeg la rush. And let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan zayin b'makam shenagim. The achronim eskimu d'afilu makam she'ein nagim la'asir. Gam kein ika mishum loeg la rush. He says the Achronim agree that even in a place where it is not the minhag to remove the tzitzis, there's nonetheless a concern of loeg l'rush, since the mace are exempt from mitzvahs. Finally, sifkat miches loeg l'rush. Hainu im ha-tzitzis megulin. We're talking obviously here if the tzitzis are showing, as explained above. Just to give a little bit of a background to what's going on over here, the Gemara in Menachos Mem Aleph Amud Aleph states that when a man dies, tzitzis should be attached to his shrouds in order to avoid loeg l'rush, because the absence of tzitzis would highlight the inability of the mace to perform the mitzvah. However, in practice, the minhagim vary. That's what he's referring to. In some communities, the deceased are buried with tzitzis. In other communities, the tzitzis are removed either before the mace is taken out for burial or immediately before the burial itself. Now, there's a machlekes amongst the Rishonim whether the iser of wearing tzitzis near the mace applies if there are tzitzis attached to his shrouds. So according to the Machmir opinion, bearers of the deceased may not wear unconcealed tzitzis, and according to the Makel view, they can wear tzitzis as long as there are tzitzis on the shrouds. So here the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch has basically said, in a place where the minhag is to remove the tzitzis of the talus of a mace while in the house, so then if the bearers are wearing tzitzis, there is a concern for loeg l'rush. But he then says, the Mishnah Berurah, that the Achronim agree that even in a place where it is not the minhag to remove the tzitzis, there is nonetheless a concern of loeg l'rush, since the mace are putter from mitzvahs, and again, the iser here being that if the tzitzis are showing, that's when you have the iser of loeg l'rush. We are up to Simon Chav Dalid, Hanogos Levishas Asitzis Uschara Va'omcha. The Shulchan Aruch now talks about the basic conduct related to wearing tzitzis and the reward and the onesh of not wearing tzitzis. And he says, "In ein adam lodesh talas bas arba kenachlois eino chayev b'tzitzis." So Sif Aleph, he says, in principle, if a person is not wearing a talis with four corners, he's not obligated to wear tzitzis. However, he says, he says, nevertheless, it is good and proper for every person to be careful to wear a talis katan all day, so he'll remember the mitzvahs at every moment. And he says, for that reason, he says, there are five knots in it corresponding to the five chumashim of the Torah, and there are arba knafayim shebechol sad sheyifna yizkor, and that's why that there are four corners, so that in whichever direction one turns, one will remember. And he continues on. He says it's proper to wear the talis katan over one's clothes, and a minimum, one should be careful to wear tzitzis while davening. Mr. Gruesif katan aleph kedei sheyizkor, so that he will remember the mitzvahs at every moment. That is why it is good and proper for every person to be careful to wear a talis katan all day, even if he's not wearing a beged of, even if he doesn't normally wear a beged of, like we nowadays, we don't have a beged of four corners that we wear, but we should put on a talis katan in order to go ahead and remember the mitzvahs at every moment, Shabbos says, "Dugma l'davar ka'adam amazir chaver al inyan echad." He says, an analogy to this is a person instructing his fellow regarding a certain matter. The other person might tie a knot in his belt in order to remember that matter. The knot acts as a reminder because it has been previously associated with the instruction. Similarly, when we see the tzitzis throughout the day, the Torah is basically saying that we will associate the tzitzis with Hashem's mitzvahs, and that's this analogy to explain the importance of wearing tzitzis visibly throughout the day. We move weiter, Sif Katan Beis, Al HaMalbushim, Ayein Le'el, B'Simin Ches, Mishabura, Mashat Kesavnu Sham. He says we should check out Simin Ches in the Mishabura, what we wrote over there. The Mishabura there brings down the opinion of the Arizal, that one should actually wear the Talis Katan underneath one's clothing, but writes at length about the importance of leaving the actual tzitzis outside one's garments so that they could be seen. Mishnah Berurah also discusses the halacha where someone would find it difficult to wear the tzitzis outside of his clothing. And the interesting thing is that the Be'er Halacha writes that the minhag is to wear the talis katan underneath one's clothing. And the truth is, if you're medayik, the Mishnah Berurah above, which should be an ayin zayin, I'm not going to get into it right now, but it looks like in Sif Katan Gimel above that the Mishnah Berurah was definitely recognizing the minhag of tzitzis being tucked in all the time when he says, when we high time again, the talis katan shalov shows the sifkat and gimel in the previous siman, says tachas made of ebo mishum lo the rush came and shulum mechusas. So he sounds like that by talis katan he's recognizing the fact that there is a strong minaga olam to have the sisters tucked in. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very common, the minaga olam, very common for the sisters to be out all the time. Again, there are different messiahs on this. My Rebbe did not wear his sisters out. Let's move right there. His Rebbe, Rav Gorelick, did not wear his tzitzis out. What exactly that whole image is. Again, we see here that the Arizal maintains that the talis katan should be tucked in. Sfardim hold that way as well. We move right there. Sif katan gimel b'shas hatfila who priyashma says that at a minimum, the Shulchan Aruch said that one should be careful to wear tzitzis while davening. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. He says also during Kriya Shema, "Isa b'zohar pasha shlachacha." That Kori Kriya Shema, but he sits may it aid the sheker biyat. So he quotes here that from the Zohar that someone who recites Kriya Shema without sitzis, he's bearing false testimony against himself. Why? Shekori pasha sitzis ve'eno mekayim akra, because he's reading the parsha of sitzis and he's not fulfilling what is written therein. Similarly, the Gemara later on we'll see in Siman Chafei by Hilchos Tefillin states that one who recites Kriya Shema without tefillin is as if he gives false testimony about himself. The Mishnah Berurah there cites Tosfos, who explains that as if the person is testifying that he is unwilling to fulfill Hashem's will. The Mishnah Berurah here, based on the Zohar, adds that this concept applies to tzitzis as well. Nevertheless, the chiyuv to wear tzitzis during Kriya Shema is not as strong as that of wearing tefillin during Kriya Shema, because that's stated explicitly by the Gemara, and we'll see that Mishnah Berurah, Siman Samach Vav, Sif Katan Tesvav, and Tesayin, Shlomo Zalman Orbach mentions this split as well. Again, about the intensity and the not wearing tefillin during Kriya Shema being much more of a Eidus Sheker Yatzmo. And he continues on here. Kasa v'chayyadom lo tov osim hamona am shemispalin baderech lo talas gadol v'al pi rov hatalas katan eno asui. He writes that the minhag of the people, they daven when they're on a journey without a talis gadol. He says that's not good, because in most cases, we talked about this before, the talis katan that they wear is not made correctly with all the details necessary for it to be fit to recite a bracha over it. That's why, again, the minhag, as we say, is always to, when you have a talis gadol, to wait and make the bracha over the talis gadol and include the talis katan in it, if you remember. Additionally, he points out people sleep at night while wearing the talis katan, and that becomes also more problematic in terms of the bracha. As we saw, he says in Siman Ches, Sif Tez Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Katan Membeis, Sif Beis. Mitzvah Lechais, Asitis Biyad, Smilis, Kinege Libo, Vishas, Kriya Shema, Remez, Adavar, Vayud, Advarim, Ma'ele, etc. So it's a mitzvah to hold the tzitzis in one's left hand next to one's heart during Kriya Shema. And a remez to this is found in the Pesukim, says, and these words shall be, etc., upon your heart, Alav Avecha, Sifkat and Dalid, Biyad Smolis, it should be held in one's left hand. Kasu Bikisoy Ari, Sheyochzeim, Ben Kamitza Lazeres, the Ari writes that one should hold them between the ring finger and the little finger, and when one reaches the parsha of Sitzis, he should take them in his right hand as well and gaze at them. It should remain in his hand until he reaches the words, and then he should let them down before Omei Olamin. And he says at this point, he should kiss the Sitzis and release them from his hand. This is, again, right after the beginning of MSV Yatziv. You move Viter, Sif, Katan, Hey, Alev, Alcha, Alevu, Bismol. So again, you go ahead and you hold in your left hand next to one's heart. It says, because the heart is on the left, Alevu, Bismol. U'mitzvazu, Matzila, Adam, Minachet. He says, this mitzvah, Sitzis, saves a person from Chet, from sin. Sitzis saves a person from straying after one's heart, which tempts one to sin. Therefore, the Sitzis are held near to the heart. He says, as it is, Kuxiv, Belay Sasuru, and the Pasuk says, Sasuru, the Mantisku, Visan Kedoshim, you shall not stray after your heart, after your eyes, in order that you remember, Visan Kedoshim, and you shall be holy to Hashem. And he says, V'yafet Kol Shara Mitzis, Ein Bahem, Zos Sasuru, Latsil, V'yay Tzahara. He says, even though Mitzis in general is not like Torah, which has the power of saving one from the Yetzahara, Torah does that, not the Mitzvahs. He says the mitzvah of Sitzis is superior to the other mitzvahs in this. Sitzis is other. He says Sitzis is different, as is stated in the case there in Menachos and Dalad Amal Aleph. He quotes here the story about one man, famous story. The Gemara there relates the story of a man who was about to commit znus and was saved from doing so when his Dalad Kanfais, his were out with his Sitzis, with his four Tzitzis tassels that were he saw, and they were miraculously hitting him on the face, Rashi says there. And the man later explained that the four Tzitzis seemed to him like four witnesses, warning him of Onesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for committing the act, and promising him reward if he withstands the temptation and refrain from sinning. Sif Gimel. Tov l'stakel b'Tzitzis b'shas atifa k'shem avarach. He says it is good to look at the Tzitzis upon putting the talis on, when one recites the bracha, Sifkat Mivav, Kishim Mivarev, Shadema, Risa Maisa, Zachartem, Ri'iyah Mivia Lidei Zathiro, Zathiro Mivia Lidei Maisa. The Pasuk says, and you shall see the Sitzis, and you'll remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Seeing the Sitzis leads to remembering, and remembering leads to action. The Torah makes it clear that the function of the Sitzis is to be seen. It is therefore appropriate that while initiating the fulfillment of the mitzvah and reciting the bracha over it, one looks at the Sitzis, and you shall see the Sitzis. So he says, Sif Dalid, Yesh Noagin Lestakel, the Sitzis Kishavagim, Lur Isem Oisoi, the Litain Oisam Alehinayim, the Minag Yafrahu Chagube Mitzvah. He says, some have the Minag of looking at the Sitzis when they reach the words Uri Semoso, and you shall see it, as well as placing them over their eyes. He says it's a nice Minag, it's a fine Minag, and expresses his fondness for the mitzvah. Ramah adds, Gam Nogim Ksas, the Nashe Kasitzis B'Shash Ro'abam, Bakolu Chiva B'Mitzvah. The Ramah says, some are also have the minhag to kiss the Sitzis upon looking at them. All of this expresses fondness for the mitzvah. Sif Katan Zayin Al Ha'einayim, right over the eyes. That this is the minhag of looking at the Sitzis when they reach Reis Hamoso, and as well as placing them over the eyes. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Nimsa b'shem ha-kadmonim shekola ma'ari sitzis al-eino kishikari pashas sitzis yemuftach shelo yavo lidei simu yanayim. He says, it's written in the name of the earlier Paiskim that anyone who passes the sitzis over his eyes while reciting the parsha of sitzis, he is assured that he will not go blind. That's what Chazal say. Asuma yesho lechoz ha-sitzis b'yado b'shat kriyashma afal b'shanem ha-risemoso heven sheyesho b'riya eitzel ha-cherim. He says that a blind man should hold the Sitzis in his hand during Kriya Shema, even though it says, and you shall see it, and he obviously cannot see it, because the Sitzis can be seen by others, same way as we saw earlier that a Suma is Chayib in Sitzis for this reason. Mishabura now continues on. Even though a blind man should hold the sittis in his hand during Kriya Shema, even though it says that you shall see it, he says, however, he should not pass the sittis over his eyes because it looks preposterous. Sif, hey, kishav estakal, what is the estakal? B'shnei sittiyos shel fun of shegeishbo, geishbohem asarak sharim, remez lahavoyos, b'yam geishbohem shisa sachutim asarak sharim. Ola esri v'shisha k'shem ha'vaya. So when one looks at the sittis, one should look at the two tassels in front of him, which together have 10 knots, which hint at the 10 havoyos. Additionally, together, they have 16 strings and 10 knots, which adds up to 26. Mr. Brewer here says, v'havoyos perish l'sviro she'en k'shurim v'yachurim zebezeh, meaning at the sviros, which are tied and unified with each other. The 10 sviros are the divine emanations through which Hashem interacts with the world. The word sphira derives from sapir. This word is used to convey the fact that the spheros are refined spiritual entities that cannot be expressed in coarse physical terms, and instead a term conveying luminescence is necessary. Havayos are another term used to refer to the spheros. And basically, the 10 spheros are hinted at specifically with 10 knots to allude to the fact that although there are 10 separate spheros, they are all part of one greater divine manifestation and cannot be isolated from each other, right? Yichud Hashem, Sif Vav, Gadol Onesh HaVavakal Mitzvah Sitzis, V'alav Nemar Lefeiz B'kantfo Yisrael Oretz, V'goymer, Hizir Mitzvah Sitzis, Zoycheh V'royeh, Hazahir, V'mitzvah Sitzis, Zoycheh V'royeh, P'nei Shechina. Great is the first, the retribution of the one who is V'vakal, the Mitzvah Sitzis, about him. It is written to grasp the corners of the earth, and the evil ones will be shaken away from it, and one who is meticulous of the Mitzvah Sitzis will merit seeing the Shechina. Mishnah Berurah says, Mitzvah, la'asayis talis na, mitzvah na. He says, it's a mitzvah to make a beautiful talis and beautiful sitzis. Uadin kolam mitzvah sarach asosah behidur v'chol ma'asha efshar. This applies to all mitzvahs. One should perform them in a beautiful way as much as possible. This is what's known as hidur mitzvah zek keli v'anvehu. This is my God, and I will beautify him, which is interpreted to mean, it's na'a l'fana the mitzvahs, beautify yourself before him in the performance of mitzvahs. Aval asr, lirkaim, psukim, shal shayra, betalis. But it's usher to go ahead and embroider psukim from the Torah, the Talis. Nevertheless, he says, nevertheless, if it already has embroidered psukim on it, it is permitted to recite the bracha over it. Even with the covers of Sifrei Torah, we would not allow the chatzila embroidering words of Torah on them. Now, regarding embroidering psukim on a talis, Mishnah Berurah wrote that it's us to do so, whereas with regard to embroidering psukim on Sifrei Torah, he does not write that it's us, rather that the chatzila, it should not be permitted. Evidently, this is because the Shach writes that we do not accept the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that it is us to write isolated Torah psukim. Furthermore, he writes that the Rambam's second concern, which is that one might enter an outhouse or bathhouse while wearing the talis, that would not apply, okay? Because that, anyway, cannot be brought into an outhouse or a bathhouse. Therefore, the Shach writes that it is permitted to embroider covers of Sefer Torah with psukim. Nevertheless, the Kiva Eger, he quotes a tshuva, writes that one should not permit writing psukim l'chatila, and the Mishnah Berurah accepts this chumra opinion not to go ahead and l'chatila write the psukim on it. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes that although the accepted minhag is indeed to permit writing isolated Torah verses, this kula is only for the sake of using them to learn from, but without such a need, it is usher, and writing a pasuk for decoration is therefore usher, even according to the minhag, the makel minhag, adkan.